House Bill 1088. This is, will permit appeals to the Board of County Commissioners for missing the deadline for filing a property assessment appeal. Representative Don Hennies. We'll now open it for proponents on House Bill 1088. Welcome to the committee, Representative Don Hennies.
Good morning. This Representative Don Hennies here to introduce House Bill 1088. This bill is to allow for an appeal from the County Board of Equalization. The way it's currently written under statute, you have a two-week period with which to appeal. And if for some reason you miss that two-week period, there is no appeal until the following year. And I'd like to explain why I'm bringing this bill forward by giving you an illustration. An acquaintance of mine just happened to take a two-week vacation. And by the way, you only have 2 weeks to file your notice of appeal. And if you miss that point, you're out of luck. He went on vacation the day that the notification was mailed out. He didn't take a real long vacation. He was only gone for 2 weeks. But the day he got home in the evening, and that was the day that of the deadline. So effectively, he missed the deadline. Well, you might say that's not such a big deal. He just keep paying his taxes for a year. But it happened that his evaluation was increased 63% that year. So he went to the board to try to appeal, and under extenuating circumstances, and he was denied because the board followed the letter of the law. So this bill, as it's written now, would allow an appeal. It doesn't say that the board has to approve it, or that he's they have to agree with his reasoning for appeal, anything like that. It just says that under extenuating circumstances, he can appeal it. And there is no time limit on this appeal. That's left up to the county board to decide whether it's pertinent at that time or not. If you're locked up in a prison in Afghanistan for 11 months and 29 days before you were able to make that appeal, they might consider that extenuating circumstances. However, if you just didn't get around to it, that would be their discretion whether or not to hear the appeal. So with that, I rest my case.
Thank you, Representative Hennies. We'll hold questions. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1088? Any other proponents for House Bill 1088? Are there any questions that you might have of Representative Hennies, members of the committee? Okay, we'll come back then to that. Ordinarily, we can ask questions of, but we'll wait. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1088? Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, my name is Paul Kinsman. I'm the Director of Property and Special Taxes with the Department of Revenue. I have some concerns about 1088, and one of those Representative Hanks has already brought up, and that is that there is no deadline to filing an appeal for missing your appeal to the local board of equalization. there's a couple other problems with 1088. In addition to the fact that there's no deadline, the County Board of Commissioners has no authority to sit regarding valuation appeals except during a specified time by statute. This would allow essentially the county board to sit as the Board of Equalization beyond the time that they are authorized by statute to handle valuation of appeals. Now, I can certainly understand the problem that Representative Hennings is trying to deal with. Clearly, there are situations where someone has a legitimate reason for missing the deadline to appeal to the local board. Now, you need to kind of make sure that you understand what you're talking about here. This is the appeal to the local board of equalization, as I understand the bill, not the county board of equalization. So if I missed my local board, then I could appeal the decision with regard to my valuation to the county board of equalization, acting as the county commissioners, not as the local board of equalization. But my real problem here is we have a system set up by which people can appeal their valuations. a lot of things fall into place in that timeline. We certify the values back to the county. The notices and the tax bills need to be sent out. The county auditor, county treasurers need to know what's going on with regard to their county. This graphic here is a timeline in which everything happens, and I can get copies for the members of the committee, but this is the timeline that the Department of Revenue, the county auditor, the director of equalization, and the county treasurer work under in order to make sure that our system works and the monies come in and the schools and the counties have their budgets. So essentially, if I miss my appeal to the local board, I can come 11 months later and tell the county commissioner why, or the county commission, why I missed my appeal. And they, without any kind of guidance from the legislature, can decide whether or not I had good reason to miss my appeal, and that decision is not appealable. I don't know that county commissioners want to be in the situation where they have to make that decision. Without any guidance from you, what one county commission might decide is a good reason for missing your appeal might not be in another. So you're going to have some inequities. Reasonable minds do differ. And by merely saying that the county commission can waive the time for filing an appeal in a particular situation leaves open to interpretation in each of the 66 counties whether or not an appeal may proceed. I think there has to be some finality, and I think that county budgets and school districts need to be set. They need to know what the situation is going to be in their county, and therefore I would oppose 1088 for those reasons.
Thank you. Are there any other opponents to House Bill 1088? Any other opponents? Now, as long as you're sitting there, I want to sort of ask you a question, and I know there'll be questions for Representative Hennis as well. This original meeting these deadlines really sort of came into place after the legislature in 95 changed the property tax laws, and we went for 30% property tax relief. What is the rationale? Maybe you can remind members of the committee who were not here then why we decided there had to be this deadline, and people made it before the deadline are in pretty good shape, and those who miss it for whatever reason are kind of caught.
For the reasons that I talked about earlier, in addition to, I think what you're talking about, and I may have misinterpreted your question, but the bottom line is we went through an awful lot of property tax reform because there was a perception out there that things were not fair, and that it depended more upon. I won't say who you knew, but there were perceptions out there that some people were getting breaks and other people were paying more than their fair share. I think part of the reform was to centralize the system so that everybody had the same shot. And I think this goes back the other direction. Doesn't mean that there aren't situations, and the situation which Representative Hennings brings up does cause problems. A county commissioner or a county commission may want to hear someone's appeal based upon, I mean, I can think of a million different reasons why a county commission might want to hear an appeal. If I had a death of a spouse, if I was away fighting a war in Afghanistan, I mean, there are a myriad of different reasons why a county commission might decide to hear an appeal that's beyond the deadline. But the bottom line here is that the system works for everybody the way it is, and it's consistent. And I think that's what the legislature was trying to do in reforming the property tax laws, and to make sure that the system was fair and that everyone was treated the same.
Thank you. Any other questions? Representative Flowers.
Well, Mr. Chairman, probably the biggest complaints that I heard after that property tax reduction thing was a lot of people didn't get their appeal filed quick enough, or their notices that they wanted it on their home. And I heard a lot of people complain because once they missed that deadline, then they didn't get their tax reduction that year. And there was no way of going back to try to, if you just missed it, you missed it for a year. And some people were gone maybe south for the winter, and they just didn't get it done. And they felt that they were entitled, and yet the law didn't allow them to do that.
Very frustrating feeling. And I would be helpful, Mr. Kinsman, if you would make copies of that, or give it to the staff, and we'll make copies.
That'd be great.
In fact, Matt, if you would, after Representative Poole is done with it, maybe get copies for the rest of the committee and bring it back, unless you need it right now, Mr. We'll do it after, whatever. Any other questions for Mr. Kinsman?
Not necessarily comment.
Why don't we hold it, because I want to ask some questions also for, thank you then, Mr. Kinsman. Representative Van Etten.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you have in your head or on a piece of paper or wherever the outline of the time frames for when the notice goes out and how much time you have to appeal? And
yes, that's on that timeline. In addition,
We
have in the packet that you received during your initial briefing by Secretary Viken, we send out and is available to all property tax owners from the county a document called How You Appeal Your Property Taxes that is available at the county for any taxpayer when they come in. We provide those to the counties every year with any updates that occur with regard to time frames or anything that's changed substantively in terms of the law, so that property owners are aware of when they need to appeal. Now, I may be mistaken here, but I believe that your assessment notice also specifically tells you the deadlines by which you must appeal. And if that's not the case, it probably should be. I mean, anytime you receive something which you have a legal right to appeal, from my perspective as an attorney, it should tell you if there's a deadline impending upon which you must take some action. And I can check into that. I believe that that's there. I just got my tax bill here the other day, and I didn't look because I know, but I believe it is there.
Any other questions for Mr. Kinsman?
Just a comment.
Representative Flowers.
When you get your notice of your assessment is when you get your notice to appeal, but once you get your taxes,
that's correct.
I don't think there's any notice to appeal the taxes. But
no, you just pay them.
You just pay them. But when I got my notice, around the first year, I think it is, of
yes.
your new assessment, it tells you when you can appeal.
Okay, great. We'll come back for some comments here in a second. Are there any other questions of Mr. Kinsman? Seeing none, are there any questions for the proponents? Representative Poole, do you have a follow-up? Okay. Representative Frost.
A question for Representative Hennies. Even though I do believe that most people in the state believe the appeals process here, Representative Hennies, wouldn't you say that it's fair to say that we're trying to change state law for a very, very small group of people here?
That's true. And if I may, this is a permissive law. It's just, I don't think it's going to affect very many people. But there was a circumstance that where that was a case, and his property tax increased 63%, as I said. No, his only recourse was to pay that extra tax for a year. So I don't think this is going to make a very big ripple anywhere. I think there'll just be probably a few people that might come under these extenuating circumstances.
Thank you.
Any other questions of Representative Hennes? Representative Hunstad.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I had a call from a constituent back home who, after being retired and finally buying a home, his first one in his life, got his tax notice, didn't understand what was going on, and looked at it, and then began chatting with his neighbors and found out his taxes were way up, and then found out that he had some form that said that he was a homeowner living in his own home instead of being a renter living in his own home. In other words, wow, a lot of us are only going to make that purchase once, and so very few of us are going to be affected by this. Certainly back where we had the big change in the law, there was lots of people coming in and asking you know, for help with this. Now today, that number must be getting smaller and smaller. We certainly must have time, I would think, to look at people's concerns, and when it's only a very few people. And I think I applaud you for bringing this up, because those few people who are affected should have their voices heard.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Representative Nachtigall.
Representative Hannings, how was Cancun?
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you, Representative Hennies. At this time, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 1088 and open it for committee discussion and or action. You can return to the table, Mr. As a committee member, Mr. Hennies, now.
Am I not up for the next bill as well?
Well, we'll have to finish this one first. We need to take action. We'll have to ask Representative Van Etten.
Mr. Kinsman?
I'm sorry. We're back in committee action. Did you have a question based upon this? I'll give it a leeway to come back, because we did get this. Now you've looked at it.
Okay.
I thought I asked for any other questions, but maybe I did not.
You probably did, but I was studying this thing.
We'll pull it back off, and Mr. Kinsman, if you'll come forward, now that we have the charts in front of us, for those who can't see what we're doing. we do have a question that has arisen from the chart. Representative Bennett.
Am I interpreting this correctly in that the timeline says March 1st, mail assessment notices for the current year? So that's the date at which your notice is mailed to you. Is that correct?
That's the deadline. Most times assessment notices go out before that.
Before that, okay. And then it says May, the third Friday in May, is the last day to appeal to the Office of Hearing Examiners. So
that's correct.
So you would at least have all of March, all of April, and until the third Friday in May?
No. You have to follow a process by which if you disagree with your assessment notice that is sent out, then you have to appeal to the local board, which is March 15th. Or the third Monday,
Monday.
Local Board of Equalization meets. If you disagree with that, then you can go to the county board. If you disagree with the county board of equalization's decision, then you can appeal to the Office of Hearing Examiners, or you have the option of going directly to circuit court.
But you cannot skip any
correct.
In the process.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions to Mr. Kinsman concerning the timeline? Thank you. We'll now close, again, the public testimony on House Bill 1088 and open up a committee action and or discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Hunstead.
I'd like to move to pass.
Is there a second?
Second
by Representative Nachtigall. Comments? Representative Napoli.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move a substitute motion, and then I'd like to make a statement, if I may.
Go ahead.
A substitute motion is deferred to the 36th day.
And moved by Representative Napoli to defer to the 36th day. Is there a second?
Second
by Representative, was it Frost? Comments, Representative Napoli.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, we've all had constituents, Representative Hennies, that have called us with this problem. And it is a serious problem when someone runs into this. But I'm afraid you didn't go far enough with your bill, because all these dates that are set on this sheet are set in law. So this bill would absolutely wreck the system. If you probably should have went just a little bit further and changed all these other dates that allow a person to access the system other than what you did, because basically the bill, if it's passed, if you came in October and wanted to appeal, then you would miss every single one of these other dates that's involved in these steps to allow you to appeal the process right up to the circuit court. And so, you know, I guess is, you know, just a point is, you know, your thought is well taken, but the process is very long, and it's very arduous, and it's all set by law. So basically we just can't even do this. I mean, as much as we'd like to, we just absolutely can't. So I would hope you would go along with my defer to the 36th motion.
Other comments? Representative Don Hennings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, Representative Napoli, I disagree with you. I think that we're doing just that. We're changing the law so that if you miss all these other deadlines, you have one chance under extenuating circumstances to appeal. I tried to keep it as simple as I can because I didn't want to make a lot of waves. I just thought in case of an emergency, they should have the chance to appeal. That's all it is. So I think that this is covered the way I interpret it.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hulley.
Well, Representative Hennies, if you go through state law, the Board of Equalization is only allowed to sit by law a certain amount of time. And I believe it's a two-week period that they sit as Board of Equalization. That is set in law. So they could not legally go back and hear your appeal because the time frame for them to sit as Board of Equalization is already over. So you should have changed that. I mean, I guess I'm not telling you what to do, but to make it work, you should have put a section in here that said they can then go back into the Board of Equalization at that particular time to change your process. So, you know, I disagree with what I agree with what you're trying to do, but I certainly don't agree with the process the way it works under your present bill. So, I mean, maybe we could talk about this later so we can get the committee.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Flowers.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think unless I'm mistaken, I think what Representative Hennies is talking about is if you miss maybe the first go-around, and in a lot of cases, say township, if you miss your appeal on a township assessment, you have to start with the township. And if you miss that for some reason, whatever, maybe you don't realize that it's come up so quick, under current law, you can't go to the county. This would allow the county to say, well, we'll allow your appeal because you had a good, valid reason why you didn't hear. But if that happens an awful lot, as I recall, back in my days, sitting on that assessment or that director of equalization, or not director, but equalization board. But what happened is somebody will forget, they didn't realize that, you know, the township, they even had to go to the township first. And I realize there's ignorance is no excuse, you know, but it does happen. People just don't realize. They think all they have to do is come to the county. Well, when they come to the county board, they say, have you appealed to your local township board or city? Well, no, we didn't know we had to. So consequently, they're out for the year. There's no way that they can appeal for another year. I think that's, in essence, what I think Representative Hennies is talking about, not having commissioners come in probably 2 months after equalization time, because they can't do that.
Go ahead, Representative Pulley, and then
I don't want to beleaguer this point, but this is really important because we're all very sympathetic with this problem, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for allowing me the time, but we need to all understand where this goes. Every one of these dates that's in here is set by statute, Representative Flowers. So the question I have is, if you agree to this bill, which I'm sure some of you are thinking about doing, and the Board of Commissioners says, yes, we understand your problem, we're going to go ahead and grant your appeal, well, if they don't grant the appeal, how does the guy appeal it on further, because the dates are already gone by? In other words, if the guy came in July and was denied his appeal, as Representative said, the guy went up 63%, then he could not go back and hit the dates to take him to the circuit court where he would need to go if he wanted to take it all the way. In other words, he would completely miss the date process that's set by statute. I mean, there is no doubt that this bill would absolutely wreck the system. So I would say, if you want to make the bill work, go back and change every single one of these dates that would allow that person to go back in and hit every one of those dates that would allow them to go along in the process. But the way the bill is written right now, that can't happen. So,
could I respond, Mr.
Representative Flowers?
Well, Representative Poley, it's pretty plain in here. I think it says the county commissioners may waive the deadline for filing an appeal with the local board, which is a township or the city, and let them come direct to the county. That's how I read this, and maybe I'm not reading it right, but that's how I read it, and I think that's what Representative Hennies was trying to get at, and what I have seen happen many, many times where people just, they aren't aware that they have to make that appeal to their local board before they can go to the county Board of Equalization. This would say that if you didn't, for some reason or other, you didn't know that you had to do that first. And I think in most cases, you have to write a letter now anymore to tell them that you're going to. If you don't do that, you're out. And this would make it a little more flexible. I'm not opposed to this bill.
question before the committee is a substitute motion to defer to the 36th day. Any other comments? Seeing none, the question before the committee then is the final vote on action for a substitute motion rather to defer the 36th day. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no, and the secretary will call the roll.
Representative Flowers?
No.
Representative Frost?
Aye.
Representative Garnas?
Aye.
Representative Hennies?
No.
Representative Hunstead?
No.
Representative Koistinen?
Aye.
Representative Noctegal?
No.
Representative Napoli? Representative Peterson?
No.
Representative Slaughter?
Aye.
Representative Van Etten?
Aye.
Representative Wick?
Aye.
Representative Jaspers?
Aye.
Representative Brown?
No. The substitute motion to move the 36th day, having received a majority vote, the House Bill 1088 is deferred to the 36th day.